The story of Hannah, Peninnah, and Elkanah is a fascinating one that can be found in the Old Testament of the Bible. It is a story that teaches us about faith, perseverance, and the power of prayer. Hannah was one of the wives of Elkanah, a man from the tribe of Ephraim. Elkanah also had another wife named Peninnah, who had children, but Hannah was barren. Hannah desperately wanted a child of her own, and her inability to conceive was a source of deep sadness and distress for her. Peninnah, on the other hand, took pleasure in taunting and ridiculing Hannah for her infertility. Every year, when the family went to worship at the tabernacle, Elkanah would give portions of the sacrifices to Peninnah and her children, but he would give Hannah a double portion because he loved her more. This only seemed to intensify Peninnah's bitterness and resentment towards Hannah. Despite the constant harassment from Peninnah, Hannah did not give up on her dream of having a child. She turned to God in prayer, pouring out her heart and soul to Him. She made a vow that if God would give her a son, she would dedicate him to Him for his entire life. She prayed so fervently that Eli, the priest who was watching her, thought she was drunk. God eventually heard Hannah's prayer, and she conceived and gave birth to a son whom she named Samuel. True to her vow, she took Samuel to the tabernacle when he was weaned and dedicated him to God's service. Samuel went on to become one of the greatest prophets and leaders in Israel's history. The story of Hannah, Peninnah, and Elkanah teaches us several lessons. First, it shows us the power of prayer and the importance of turning to God in times of trouble. Even when all seemed lost, Hannah never gave up hope and continued to pray to God for a miracle. Second, the story demonstrates the value of perseverance. Despite Peninnah's cruel treatment and the difficulties that come with infertility, Hannah remained steadfast in her faith and her desire to have a child. Third, the story shows us the importance of keeping our promises to God. Hannah made a vow to dedicate her son to God's service, and she kept that vow, even though it meant giving up her only child. Finally, the story reminds us that God has a plan for our lives, even when things don't go as we had hoped or expected. Hannah's barrenness seemed like a curse, but it was ultimately part of God's plan to bring Samuel into the world and use him for his purposes. In conclusion, the story of Hannah, Peninnah, and Elkanah is a powerful example of faith, perseverance, and the power of prayer. It teaches us to trust in God, to persevere in the face of adversity, to keep our promises, and to remember that God's plan for our lives is always greater than we can imagine.